Whether you're a landowner, someone who works in conservation, or a forest lover, taking care of woodlands can sometimes be a lonely job. One program creates spaces where women can come together to share successes, frustrations, and memories from their land stewardship. Myla Van Lind met up with some of these women in the woods.
On the more mature trees, the bark is pretty distinctive. It's really deeply furrowed and then...
Melita Bass is a lifelong Vermonter. She's showing me the hickory trees on her property in Shoreham.
Also why the bats would like
the property is about 100 acres, and it has a long history. It's been a summer camp, a farm, and an apple orchard. It's right on the shore of Lake Champlain.
Well, it sounds silly, but it literally was love at first sight when I was looking at the land, like, the minute I pulled into the driveway.
Bass has been restoring some of the lakeside to clay plain forest, which will improve water quality, stabilize the shore, and support native species. To do this, she's planted trees and shrubs along the lakeshore, with some help. A few years ago, she applied for a cost-sharing program through Women in Our Woods Vermont, a women-led network for woodland owners and enthusiasts.
It helped pay for the VYCC crew to come out and plant the 300 trees and shrubs, which I could not have done myself, so that was really important.
Even after she got help paying for that Vermont Youth Conservation Corps crew, Bass stuck around because she had found a new community in Women in Our Woods. She hosted workshops on her land where she talked through her conservation efforts. Bass has shared her journey to land stewardship and heard from women across Vermont about theirs. And she's traced a common thread in many of these stories: grief.
You know, some folks have lost partners or spouses, some folks have lost parents or gone through some other major life change to kind of get them to this point of being single women landowners. Not that we're all single, but some of us definitely are. It can be a pretty lonely position to be in, especially, you know, for someone my age, kind of midlife. It can be pretty isolating. And so anything like that that gives that sense of community, for me, is really meaningful.
Sam Bauer, a newer participant in Women in Our Woods, works at a large-scale organic maple farm and at a tree nursery. Like Melita Bass, she enjoys connecting with people who share her commitment to land stewardship.
I think it's just really important that we are connected in community, and you're not going to do that when you're in the woods by yourself every day or with your small work crew, but you're going to do it going to community events like this and connecting about the things we care about, which is forestry, is this land.
Bauer was one of 20 people who attended a tree care workshop at Meechco Farms in Shelburne this fall. Anyone is welcome to participate in workshops hosted by Women in Our Woods, but they're geared towards women. Bauer said she appreciates this structure because it's different from what she's used to.
The two jobs I currently have are both incredibly inclusive work environments, but it's still not a female-dominant field.
As the group walked through the forest, Lynn Wolf, the associate manager of Meechco Farms, explained how she manages grapevines.
So if anybody is standing here, I'm not like trying to be Tarzan, but I could and swing from this grapevine. So when we were approaching, somebody asked...
It's a peer-to-peer learning system. So participants are encouraged to share what works for them and what doesn't. These workshops aren't just for landowners or conservationists. They're also for land enthusiasts looking to learn more about forests.
But you know you're at least interested in trees if you're here.
Back on the lakeside in Shoreham, Melita Bass told me that before she bought her property, she sat down with a notepad and made some goals.
You know, for me, those goals were a safe place to live and a source of income that could meet my abilities. And then I was also interested in some sort of conservation legacy. I don't have children, so that's sort of the thing that I see myself as passing along, and it's taken this long. To this fall, I got my management plan kind of finalized.
Besides monitoring the growth of those trees and shrubs on the lakeside, Bass plans to lay the framework for a small, diversified farm on her property. Myla Van Lined, Vermont Public.